up.
Going down for real. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Happy Thursday to you, or should I say happy Jort Report Thursday to you. And we are going to have a big-time guest on here. Mr. Richard Stuffington will join us at 2 p.m. today.
Awesome.
He has his crew. I don't know if you've seen the pictures on Twitter, but if not, we'll certainly look at them during one of the breaks before he comes on. This guy has been – he and his friends are Jort Report royalty. They sent me a series of pictures that are unbelievable. If you go to my Twitter, at Nathan Zagura, and you look at my favorites, there's just a group of them, and we're going to talk to him about how his friends have originated, you know, what they call they jorts and Browns. They go to the Browns games. They all wear jorts and Browns jerseys and go to a Browns game once a year, every year. And so we will talk to him. We're going to talk about Tashaun Gibson being in the NFL top 100 players, so that's good. We'll hear from Andrew Gribble. We'll go around the league. We've got a lot to talk about. The Warriors have clinched the West, so it will be Cavs-Warriors. Right now, Vegas giving the Cavs a 32% chance of winning the NBA Finals. What do you say the Cavs' chance, Matt Wilhelm, is higher or lower?
Higher.
Much
it is higher.
Higher.
And this is not coming from bias. This is coming from the fact that I have watched the as much of the conference finals as possible, both in the East and the West, and I just believe, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday after that big Cavs win, the type of play that the East plays and that LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers have persevered through, and the type of play that happens in the West, in the Western Conference. I just think, you know, you think Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, you know, we've got JR playing the best defense he's played in his career. You've got Amon Shumpert, who was brought here specifically for defense, and Kyrie Irving, who you can both hide and also, too, has played the best defensive play of his career as well.
It's a Cavs team that is coming together at the right time. I think it's a toss-up. Obviously, you'd want to have home field advantage, but I agree with you. I do think it's a toss-up, and I think that the Cavs certainly have a very good shot to bring home the NBA title. So certainly excited about the Jort Report as we talked about that. The biggest news, though, today in our Ohio Business Machine, hot topic of the day is the Browns are going to host their Orange and Brown scrimmage in Columbus at Ohio Stadium on August the 7th. That is basically like family. It was family day last year at Akron's Infocision Stadium. Last year, there were almost 21,000 people. Now it is coming there. Alex Shiner saying, we're thrilled to bring the Browns to our state capital and to our passionate football fans across the state. Browns game in the shoe. We know what Ohio State drew for the
spring game.
For the spring game.
99,000.
What are your expectations for this? The Browns now are going to have two things that fans can attend outside of Cleveland. They have this scrimmage here, and they also have a scrimmage to joint practices in New York with the Buffalo Bills. So there are options for people to go out there. But I'm excited about this. I think this could end up being a pretty cool thing.
Oh, it will be. It's at Ohio Stadium. How is it not going to be cool? I think going down to the state capitol is going to be very special. Getting there, you know, on campus and diving into everything Ohio State, you're going to bring those Buckeye fans out of the woodwork like they do for the spring game. But more so than anything, I can understand the premise of why you want to do this. Listening to Really Big Show earlier, Tony Grossi was asked a similar question, and he was like, it's all about the money. Well, if we're all about the money, you charge it admission, you know, to something like this. In some cases, you want to reward the city of Columbus for most likely being a majority market share of Browns fans, the remainder being split between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you want to grow that market. You want to nurture that market. And as I did a call with, Director of Fan Experience, Kevin Griffin, owning the state of Ohio besides Ohio. Ohio State runs the state of Ohio. But from a professional standpoint, the Cleveland Browns, with their product up here at First Energy Stadium, the strides this organization has made in the win column in one season, but also organizationally, culturally, the free agents, the draft. You want to showcase that to the masses, and what better to do so than at Ohio Stadium right there in Buckeye country.
As Greater Columbus Sports Commission Executive Director Linda Logan said, the orange and brown scrimmage will energize their team's fans throughout the Columbus region, provide multiple generations of families the opportunity to experience the NFL up close in Ohio Stadium, one of football's most iconic stadiums. What do you think, as a former Buckeye who's obviously played there, about having the Browns play on that field? I think it's a pretty neat thing.
It is neat. And I think, you know, when you want to talk numbers, what was it, 20,000 plus at InfoCision Stadium last year?
Almost 21, yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if that number doubled because of the capacity, because of the, you know, the Columbus as a thriving metropolis, you know, the most dominant here in the state of Ohio, and also nationally, Columbus growing in size. And it's going to be a great turnout. It's going to be a great event. Let's hope for a beautiful day.
Yep.
But the cool thing is the Cleveland Browns are bringing all resources, not just the players in the scrimmage itself, but, you know, opening 3 hours prior to make it almost like a fan fest experience. They're going to have, you know, some former Cleveland Browns player signing autographs. They're going to do the face painting, the bounce houses. They're going to make it fun. It is free. They encourage families to come. So at right now, it makes so much sense to announce it right now so that a family who's looking forward to, you know, into their summer, scheduling vacations, scheduling kids' camps, you know, different tutoring sessions. I know I am for my kids to keep them, you know, growing throughout the summer education-wise, to just mark that down on their calendar and make a trip, you know, whether it's a half an hour, 2 hours, but come from all corners, you know, of the state to come there for a fun event. Everyone should be familiar with Ohio Stadium, the parking setup, but just enjoy everything orange and brown.
Which is cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the scrimmage set in Columbus, updating kind of the recent open practice structure of the franchise's annual family day and night. Mike Pettin saying the inter-squad scrimmage is an important element of our preparation for the season, and Ohio Stadium will provide a great atmosphere for our team to compete. Again, season ticket members will have the first opportunity to register for free general admission tickets to the Orange and Brown scrimmage during a special pre-sale from June 16th to 19th. All fans can start acquiring tickets on June 20th, again, for this down in Columbus. Gibbs, what do you think about the Browns heading down to Columbus for this event?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think, you know, you've got 10 games at First Energy Stadium. You didn't need to do the family night or the scrimmage there. I think it's kind of cool to go all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, last year at Akron, there were 26,000 fans.
26.
It was awesome. It was a great environment. It was a great place. My only concern is the Friday night. Is it Friday afternoon or is it Friday night? You know, would it have been better on Saturday? I don't know. I think fans will find a way to come. And I think it's great. I have no problem with the Browns going down to Columbus. It's a lot of – I will say this. There's going to be a lot of travel for this football team in the preseason to bond and get ready. I think there's some negatives, but I think the positives outweigh that in terms of coming together as a team, because you're going to be on the road quite a bit. In addition to two preseasons, now you're spending three days in Buffalo, and now you got in Columbus.
But you know what, Gibbs, to your point, as I've mentioned before, you know, late in my career with the Green Bay Packers, becoming the Road Warriors in playoffs, and going, you know, to Philly, to Atlanta, to Chicago, and ending up in the Super Bowl, the bonds were built throughout that process. The belief was built throughout that process.
Exactly.
And also, too, training camp, I know it's different now than it was when I played, you know, a little bit, you know, less physical, and you have a little bit more time for walkthroughs and recovery, but to break up the monotony of training camp is also a good thing, because you can get caught up watching, you know, battling against the same guys, you know, practicing it on the same fields against the same color, watching it every day is like Groundhog Day, and your production actually drops. So coaches, I mean, Norv Turner 1 year took us, we went to the water park right smack dab in the middle of training camp as a reward to a few good days, but just to break the monotony. So, I don't think these trips are going to work against us. I think they'll work in our favor. And also, too, the same way that a fan or family will mark this on their calendar, when the players get their schedule, you know, they're going to go, okay, I got 12 practices before we get this is what I used to do. I got X amount of practices before my first day off, or in this case, it's going to be, we got X amount of practices before the scrimmage down in Columbus, which will be really cool. And then after the scrimmage, because he's going to ask a lot of them between travel and their performance in that scrimmage, that they're going to probably have the next day and a half off to come back Monday morning refreshed and ready to go to prepare for that first preseason game. So I think if the mentality of the football team is right, and I believe it is because of the leaders in this locker room and the culture that they have created, it will work as an advantage for this football team.
You certainly want it to. Again, the team have an opportunity to bond. They'll be in Tampa. They'll be in Chicago. They'll be in New York. And they will be down in Columbus this preseason as they get ready. Four kind of road trips almost for this team. Probably two on the bus, two via the plane for the Cleveland Browns to bond, as you said, and get themselves together.
Yeah, and I mean, I think people will travel from Cleveland down to Columbus. But I think you're also putting your brand out in other markets.
100%.
You know, I don't know if they're necessarily saying, "Hey, Cleveland, come on down to Columbus." I think it might be more of, "Hey, Columbus, you know, Columbus Browns fans, you know, come on over. We're bringing the team to you. This is your chance to see the team up close and in person."
And that's what, you know, when I was early in my career, my first 2 years in the National Football League. As I've said before, we hosted training camp in Carson, California, where the potential future site of that Oakland Raiders / San Diego Chargers stadium would be. It's about an hour and, 25-35 minutes from San Diego, our facility. But what we wanted to do from a business standpoint was grow that LA market to have. Yep. There was, you go up to LA, they're all of course Lakers fans. They're all front runners. But there's still a ton of Raiders fans, but yet Oakland is so far away, they want to say, "Hey, how about us down here? We're only an hour and 30 minutes away. Why don't you watch the Chargers?" So we'll bring training camp to you, just like you said, Gibbs, interject into their marketplace.
And I think it's a good thing. And look, Columbus is a fun time. If you're in Cleveland, I think it's definitely right about going down there, having a good time, checking out the city of Columbus. But if you're a Columbus Browns fan, you get to finally see the people without having to make a big drive. I think that's exciting in state capital. I think it's also a little bit, in terms of trying to figure out, Columbus, can we make that more of a Browns town as opposed to a Bengals town? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I think that is certainly a very, very good thing. All right, when we come back, we want to hear from you. Are you guys excited about this family day down the Orange and Brown scrimmage down in Columbus? I want to ask you about some scrimmages. Do you think we'll talk about this when we come back, but how do they do an Orange and Brown scrimmage? How do you split that up? Do you split up two teams? Do you split up just offense, defense? How does it get actually split up in a situation like this? So we'll talk about that and more when we come back. 216-578-0850, plus Deshaun Gibson, the first Brown to appear on the NFL Network Top 100. We'll talk about Gip, his season, and what that means for the Browns and the Browns' safety going forward.